从厄瓦到 LAX 哈，到那个洛杉矶机场，大概要一个小时的车程。
It takes about an hour drive from Irvine to LAX.
啊，不晓得你有没有过，你到了，你到 gate 回去已经正在离开。
Not sure if you ever been an incident where once you arrived at the gate, the plane had already departed. 啊，
你说我已经到了，飞机还在机场。
You said, I'm here, and the plane is still there.
工作人员说你不能进去了。
But yet, the flight, the service people say that you cannot enter. 啊，
就是迟了那么几分钟。
And you are only late by that, by so few minutes. 啊，
你如果有这种经验，你的心境是怎样？
And what do you feel like whenever you encounter this kind of situation?
啊，有时候太迟了，还可以等下班飞机。
Sometimes when you miss your flight, you can wait for the next one.
啊，有时候太迟了，啊，没关系，可以再来一次。
Sometimes if you're too late, you can take another one.
啊，但是有些事情太迟了，那真的就没有了。
Some things, if it's too late, you can do it again. But there are some things that if you miss it, you can never get it back.
求主耶稣能够圣灵运行带领我们，啊，让我们得着智慧。
May the Lord's Spirit move us and give us wisdom.
啊，让我们在一些不能够太迟的事情上面不会太迟了。
And so that on things that that matter that we cannot be late on, that we will not be.
我们现在在聚会前，我们一起同心跪下来祷告，求主带领祝福我们的聚会。
So before the sermon, let us kneel down and pray and ask the Lord to guide and bless today's sermon.
起来做结束的祷告。
So we're going to make a concluding prayer together.
啊，我们啊来啊来向主耶稣买这些宝贝。
And let us buy these precious things from the Lord Jesus.
我们求主耶稣加添我们的信心。
We ask the Lord to add upon our faith.
啊，求主耶稣帮助我们能够面对着他所为我们安排的功课，来加添我们的信心。
May the Lord help us in facing these challenges that He has set for us, so that it may increase our faith.
啊，我们求主耶稣啊，他能够帮助怜悯我们的软弱。
We ask the Lord to have mercy upon us for our weaknesses.
啊，求他让我们心里那个人心里的力量刚强起来。
And so that our inner man may be strengthened.
啊，这样我们才能够为他啊来行义。
And so that we can do righteous deeds for him.
啊，我们恳求圣灵来充满我们，来带领我们进入真理里头。
We ask the Holy Spirit to fill in us so that we may enter.Into the truth.
啊，我们才能够有一个宽阔的、深邃的这种属灵的眼光。
And so that we can have a broad and deep spiritual perspective.
在人生的道路上面，我们才不会有太迟了的遗憾。
And so that in our journey of life, we will never have the regret of being too late.
啊，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，我们可以到前面来。
Those that would like to receive the laying of hands to help in prayer, please come forward to pray.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.They take a long time doing so.
啊，这个有时候这个嘟着一个嘴巴出门的，翘着嘴巴，这个脸色很难看的出门。
And then they leave the house with a very angry countenance.
啊，因为他没有打扮好。
Because they didn't make themselves up properly.
啊，但是被父母亲催着说。现在就上车。
But the parents rushed them out, rushed them into the car.
啊，因为太迟了。
Because it's already too late.
啊，他没有给自啊叫他早点起来，他又不早点起来。
Because they already urged the kids to wake up earlier, but they didn't.
啊，甚至有些小孩子，这个那个最漂亮，他明天要穿的衣服，他偏偏不拿出来给妈妈洗。
And then even the best clothes that the child wants to wear the next day, they didn't take it out ahead of time for their mom to wash it for them.
就要出门了，那发现那衣服还在洗衣篮里头。
But at the moment when they were about to leave, the mother realizes that clothes, the dress that the child wanted to wear was still in the laundry hamper.
什么时候放进去的？今天早上。
And the child just put it in this morning.
好，所以妈妈只好说太迟了。
And so the mom says it's too late.
好，就穿着一件很自己不喜欢的衣服出门了，所以难怪脸色不好看。
And so the child had to put on something that they didn't want to wear, and so they were quite angry about it.
啊，那我们生活当中很多让我们觉得感伤啊，觉得鼻子酸酸的事情啊，就是 我们这样感叹的说太迟了。
And there's some things that that causes some grief in our lives that when we feel that it when things have become too late.
通常一个作家他需要有一个安静的环境来写作。
Typically, an author needs a serene environment in order to do his writing.
所以很多时候所谓的作家都是相当的孤僻。
And so many of these artists find themselves in solitude.
有一个作家他这个流着眼泪。
And there is an artist or a writer. There's a writer. That was shedding some tears.
他多么希望再听到他家那个沙门三不五时这样砰砰的声音。
He longed to hear that the screen door open and close.
那就是他小孩这个进出教他好几次，他还是总男孩子就是这样子，这么粗心，那个沙门总是让他。很大声的砰关起来。
Because those were the times when his little boy, even though he was told many times not to slam the screen door, he kept going in and out and slamming the door.
更让他讨厌的就是他个子矮矮的，够不到门把，他用两手按着那个纱网这样来推门。
And what frustrated this writer more was that his son, since he was short, he couldn't reach the handle, and so he just pushed the screen door open.And pushed it forcefully, and it slammed hard.
所以很快那片纱网就被他按坏掉，就要再换一片。
And so the net on the screen, due to his forceful pushing, needed to be replaced.
总是玩的两双手脏兮兮的跑过来抱住他。
And he always played outside until he was filthy and came back and tried to embrace the father or mother.
Father,
The father.
他总是说去找妈妈。爸爸很忙。
And he often told his son to go find his mother because he's busy.
有时候其实肚子里头没有东西还怪说都是儿子太吵了。
And then sometimes when he feels that he's hungry, he always
肚子里他写不出东西来。
And sometimes when he feels like he has nothing is coming to his mind, he has nothing to write, he often blames it on his son.
都是这小孩子吵吵闹闹的。
Because the son is bothering him.
但是就在一个突然的疾病里头，孩子没有了。
But due to an unfortunate illness, he lost his son.
他多么希望再听到那个沙门的那个声音。
And so that's why he longed to hear that opening and closing of that and banging of that screen door.
他甚至希望每个礼拜他都需要换一片那个纱网，他也愿意。
And he's willing to change the screen net every week if he had to.
但是太迟了。
But it was too late.
我们请看但以理书十二章。
Now let's turn to Daniel chapter 12.
但以理书十二章第四节。
Daniel 12 verse 4.
第四节，丹尼里你要隐藏这话，封密这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑，知识就必增长。
But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase.
在这里，神对丹尼里说，要将这个话封要隐藏，要封闭。
Here the Lord tells Daniel to shut up the words and seal the book.
这丹尼里先知看了很多的异象。
Daniel is a prophet that's seen many visions.
他也能够为尼布甲尼撒王来解梦。
And he was able to interpret dreams for King Nebuchadnezzar.
他知道这个帝国这个世纪的演变。
And he knew what was to come in the land and the kingdoms.
他的整个世界的变化。
And he knew what was going to happen in the changing of the world.
但是细节的部分呢，说要隐藏起来。
But the details were hidden.
要一直等到末时。
They had to wait until the end times.
那刚才我们所念的启示录二十二章第十节。
And so the verse that we read earlier in Revelation 22 verse 10.
说不可封住。
It says, do not seal up the words.
因为日期已经近了。
And for the time is near.
使徒约翰 他记载着耶稣再来之前所要发生的事情。
The Apostle John records what would happen before Jesus comes again.
那主耶稣告诉他，在22:10说不可封住。
And the Lord tells him in Revelation 22:10, saying, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy."
启示录第六章的第一节、第二节说揭开七印的第一印。
In the Revelation 6, it says that they opened up the first scroll of the first seal.
很多解释圣经的人都把它解释成比较负面的啊，甚至说这是敌基督。
And many people who study the Bible see this as a negative light, saying that this is referring to the Antichrist.
但是我们教会的黄以丽莎长老他解释说，这个就是圣灵所重建的教会的出现。
But our elder Elisha Huang interprets this as the revival, the restoration of the church with the Holy Spirit.
那这是这个使徒教会的复兴的这个复兴。
And this is the revival of the apostolic church.
我们看了黄以丽莎长老的解释呢，我们心里都说阿们。
And when we have read his explanation in our hearts, we say amen.
因为主耶稣要再来，圣灵已经重降了。
Because Jesus will come again, His Holy Spirit has already come down.
我们看到圣灵的再降临，我们知道日期近了。
And we know that since the Holy Spirit has already come down, the time is near.
我们正活在预言一一在应验的这个时刻里头。
And we're living in a time when all the prophecies are being fulfilled.
在启示录22:7-12都主耶稣都说到，我必快来。
And in Revelation 22:7, and the Lord Jesus says that He is coming soon.
对今天的我们来讲，这个是很真实的。
And so for us today, these words are true.
这个已经不再像彼得他们那个时代啊，彼得说啊，这个在神啊，千年如一日。
Because this is no longer like in the days of Peter when he says to the Lord, thousand years are like a day.
因为当时他们对耶稣的再来是比我们今天更迫切。
Because they were more of a fervent longing for the day of the coming of the Lord Jesus than we are today.
因为主耶稣刚受死、刚复活、刚升天。
Because Jesus had already was just crucified and buried and resurrected into and ascended to heaven.
因为当时他们的信仰环境里头那个逼迫越来越广阔，越来越越来越激烈。
And during those times, the persecution became greater and greater and more intense.
所以他们对耶稣的再来是真的跟我们今天比起来是更热切的。
And so they were even more zealous towards the second coming of Christ.
在这热切当中，也有人就提出质疑说，那为什么还没有来
？And in this throughout this zealousness, some people even wondered, well, why isn't Jesus here?
彼得说，不是单言，是在宽容。
Peter says that it is not in waiting, but rather he is
他给我们机会，给我们时间。
But he is giving us time and opportunity.
彼得也说，这在神来看，千年如一日。
And Peter says that in God's perspective, a thousand years is like a day.
那今天我们就不用再这样讲了。
So today we no longer need to say these words.
是很真实的。日期近了。
Because the time is indeed near.
那所以我们不要有这个太迟了的这种遗憾。
And so let us not regret by saying it's too late.
那个特定的那一个时刻，它一定会来，而且很快要来。
Because that specifically appointed time will come.
那从这几个经节我们来看几件事情。
And so from these verses, let us examine some things.
第一个，我们领受救恩不要太迟了。
First of all, let's not be too late in receiving salvation.
请看回启示录22章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 22.
11节。
Verse 11.
不义的叫他人就不义，污秽的叫他人就污秽。
Now let the evildoer still do evil, and the filthy still be filthy.
这里提到说，那个不义的叫他人就不义。
here it says the evildoer or the unjust, let them still be unjust or doing evil.
我们人本来都是在不义的这个状况里头。
We are originally in the environment of evil, of unjustness.
就是在神的面前是有罪的。
Which means that before God, we are sinners.
请看罗马书第三章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 3.
Romans 3:10. 第十节，就如经上所记，没有义人，连一个也没有。
As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one.
在神的眼中，在神的标准里头，没有一个义人，连一个也没有。
In God's eyes, according to His standard, there stands no one that is righteous.
难怪。
And so, no wonder in our many of the tales we speak of, there's a saying that goes.
说天底下只有两个好人。
It says that under the heavens there are only two good people.
一个已经死了，一个还没有出生。
One which has passed away, and the other which is unborn.
意思就是。 凡是活着的人，没有一个好人。
Which means everyone who's living in the world, no one is good.
我们本来是在这种不义的状况里头。
Because we originally were put in the environment of evil and unjustness.
罗马书3:23节。
Romans 3:23。
23节，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
在神的面前，我们都亏欠了神的荣耀。
And before God, we have all fallen short of His glory.
在人的生活里头，我们都算是善良的好国民。
And in society, many of us can be considered good citizens.
但是问题是在神的面前，我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
But the issue here is that before God, all of us have fallen short of His glory.
启示录2:11节说：“污秽的，让他仍旧污秽。”
Revelation 22, verse 11 says that let the filthy still be filthy.
这也是本来我们的状况。
This is also our initial condition.
既然是不义, 所以在神的面前也就是污秽的。
Because we're originally unjust, before God, we're also filthy.
我们请看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 6.
Isaiah 6:5.
So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
意象里头，这先知看到神的宝座，看到神的荣耀。
In his vision, Isaiah saw the king and his throne and his glory.
他第一个马上的反应是，他说：“祸哉！”
And his initial reaction is, "Woe is me!"
我会灭亡了。
For I am undone.
在这个尊贵圣洁的神面前，我是这么的卑贱污秽。
Because before such a holy and righteous God, I am so filthy and unclean.
生活当中最平常的一件事情就是我们的嘴唇，我们的讲话。
The most ordinary thing in our lives is our speech and what we say.
这先知说我是嘴唇不洁的人。
And the prophet here says that he is a man of unclean lips.
每一天都要讲话，每一天在神的面前都是一个。 嘴唇不洁的人。
Because every day we need to speak, and every day before God, we are people of unclean lips.
所以我们在神面前，其实我们也是污秽的。
And so before God, we are also filthy.
请看以赛亚书64章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 64.
以赛亚书64章第6节。
Isaiah 64, verse 6.
第6节，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干。 我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
No, but we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away.
我们都很努力的来向善。
Yeah, we all strive hard, to move forward.
我们都很努力的来让我们更能够照着良心来行事为人。
And we strive hard to follow according to our conscience, to be a good person.
但是人总是有一个极限。
But human beings all have their limits.
在绝对的神面前，这里说人都，我们都像是不洁净的人。
That before an absolute God, all of us are like an unclean thing.
常常我们的好只是一个比较问题。
Many times our good is only relative.
我们不能，我们没有办法去拥有所谓绝对的好。
We cannot achieve an absolute goodness.
只是比较上，你比我好。
But compared to someone else, I or the other person may be better.
但是你不是绝对的好，我也不是绝对的好。
But nor you nor I are absolutely good.
在神的面前，我们所有的义啊，也只是像污秽的衣服。
And before God, all of our righteousness is like an unclean rag.
我想或许我们有人是会很不服气的。
And I think some of us do not like hearing this.
但是我们谦卑的在神面前祷告。
But we pray humbly before God.
神会让我们将清楚的来看见，来认识我们自己。
And God will allow us to clearly understand ourselves.
我们如果没有办法来认识我们自己，那么我们就会太迟了。
And if we're unable to come to understand ourselves, it may be too late.
如果我们永远是不义的，是污秽的，那就非常的可悲。
And if we are forever unjust and filthy, then that is a tragedy.
只有主耶稣所为我们准备的救恩能够改变这一个事实。
And only the salvation that the Lord Jesus has will bring us can change this fact.
所以保罗说，现在就是悦纳的时候，现在就是拯救的时候。
And so Paul says that now is the time of the of salvation.
凡事它都有一个秩序，都有一个时间。
And everything has its time and its place.
我们要把握能够改变这个事实的时候。来改变自己。
We must take this opportunity that while we still have the chance to change this fact, let us change it.
因为日期近了。
And let us change ourselves because the time is near.
到恩典的门关了的时候。
But when the door of grace is closing.
神要说不义的就让他仍旧不义啊。
The Lord will say, let the unjust continue to be unjust.
请看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans 5.
罗马书五章第一节。
Romans 5 verse 1.
第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好。
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要改变我们在神面前的这种状况、身份。
So we must change our status and our condition before God.
我们要被神来称为义。
So that we may be deemed justified by faith.
我们要在神面前让他看我们不是污秽的。
And so that before God, he will not see us as filthy.
所以这里说，保罗说到我们因信来称义。
And that's why Paul says here that having been justified by faith.
那这个因信称义，它的内容是，它的方法是什么？
And so what are the methods of being justified by faith?
信是一个工具。
Faith is a tool.
信让我们去领受。
Faith allows us to receive.
信它不等于得着。
But faith does not mean that we will gain it.
信让我们去得着。
But faith will allow us to gain.
所以救恩不是用信的，是用领受的。
And so salvation is not through faith, but rather through receiving.
我相信，而且我要领受。
I believe, and I will receive.
所以我们如果仔细看《使徒行传》他们不是 相信救恩而已，他们是领受救恩。
And so if we read the Acts of the Apostles, we see that they not only have faith in salvation, but they reach out to receive salvation.
我们请看《使徒行传》。使徒行传十一章。
Let's turn to Acts 11.
十一章第一节。
Acts 11 verse 1.
第一节，使徒和犹太的众弟兄听说外邦人也领受了神的道。
Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God.
他不是说他信了神的道，他说领受了神的道。
It didn't say here that they believed in the word of God, but they received the word of God.
领受了那个生命之道。
So they received that word of life.
领受了生命。
They received life.
好，我们再看回罗马书第五章。
Let's turn back to Romans 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans 5,
第九节
verse 9.
那我们如何来领受这个因信称义的恩典呢
So how can we come to receive this grace of being justified by faith?
罗马书五章第九节
Romans 5 verse 9.
现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Verse 9, much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him.
说借着他的血称义。
Says that we are now justified by his blood.
这就是为什么主耶稣的宝血这么的重要。
This is why the blood of Lord Jesus Christ is that important.
那主耶稣在十字架上物质上所流的血，就是一个人身体上所带的血。
And Lord Jesus shed his blood in a physical sense on the cross.
那主耶稣的血如何在我们的身上来产生功效？
But how does his blood take effect in our lives?
就是借着洗礼。
Through baptism, water baptism.
所以洗礼是一个恩典的领受，是一个奥秘，在领受奥秘。
And so water baptism is a time when we can receive grace, and it's also a profound mystery.
因为在洗礼的水当中有耶稣宝血的功效。
Because during water baptism, there's the power and the work of the blood of Jesus Christ involved.
那怎么知道有这样的一个这样的一个事实呢？
So how do we know of this truth?
因为有圣灵做见证。
For the Holy Spirit testifies of it.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章
First John 5,
第六节
Verse 6,
第六节，这个借着水和血而来的，就是耶稣基督，不单用水，乃是用水又用血。
This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood.
主耶稣为我们留下榜样，他接受施洗约翰在约旦河的洗礼。
Lord Jesus set an example for us by being baptized by John the Baptist at the River Jordan.
主耶稣为我们在十字架上受死来流血。
And because of us, he sacrificed himself on the cross and shed his blood for us.
所以这里说主耶稣是借着水和血而来的。
So here it says that Jesus is he who came by water and blood.
那他的恩典要在我们身上，不是只是用水，乃是用水又用血。
And his grace will be on us not only by water, but by water and blood.
那怎么知道有这个水里头有宝血的功效
？So how do we know that in the water there's the effect of the working of the blood?
第七节说，并且有圣灵做见证，因为圣灵就是真理。
And it follows by saying it is the Spirit who bears witness because the Spirit is truth.
这里说圣灵做见证。
Here says that the Spirit will bear witness.
这就是为什么教会不是人建立的，教会是要圣灵来建立的。
This is why the church is not established by man.By humans, but by the Spirit.
因为神借着教会来施行拯救的事情。
But God through the church does his work of salvation. His work of salvation.
这个赦罪必须带着圣灵的权柄。
And so to remiss our sins, we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么主耶稣在要升天之前再一次应许门徒说：“你们要受圣灵。”
That's why before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples that you must receive the Holy Spirit.
这就是为什么在五旬节门徒们领受了圣灵之后，他们才施行这种赦罪的洗礼。
And that is why only after the day of Pentecost, when the disciples have received the Holy Spirit, that they begin performing water baptism.
啊，耶稣基督宝血的功效不是在洗礼那一刹那在我们身上而已。
The power of the blood does not only take effect during that moment of baptism.
在我们人生的道路上面，我们继续需要主耶稣宝血的恩典。
But rather in our journey of life, His blood continues to help us.
哦，所以在我们的人生道路上面，我们是身上带着耶稣宝血的记号的。
And so in our lives, we carry on the blood of Jesus Christ with us.
请看约翰一书第一章。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第七节。
1 John 1 verse 7.
啊，这是使徒约翰写给这个弟兄姐妹的书信。
This is what the Apostle John wrote to the brethren. 啊，
就是他们已经都受洗归入主耶稣基督的名下。
Which are those who have already been baptized under the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也要洗净我们一切的罪。
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
这里约翰说，主耶稣的血他要洗净我们的罪。
Here John says that the blood of Jesus Christ will cleanse us from our sins.
啊，不但是在受洗的那一刹那，也在我们人生的道路上。
Not only during that moment of baptism, but rather in the rest of our lives.
因为我们必须承认。我们是带着罪性，我们是带着软弱的。
Because we must confess that we carry weaknesses in a sinful nature.
因为我们带着这个血肉之体。
Because we live in the flesh and blood.
好，我们还会有软弱，还会有过患。
And so we will have weaknesses, and we will still trespass against God.
我们还需要耶稣宝血的恩典。
And we still need the grace from the blood of Jesus Christ.
好，我们请看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
啊，所以我们要清楚的知道，我们身上是否带着耶稣基督宝血的恩典。
So we must clearly understand whether or not we carry the blood of Lord Jesus Christ on us.
啊，我们所受的洗礼是不是那赦罪的洗礼
？It is the baptism that we have received.The baptism that can remiss sins. 哦，
那个日子一定会来到。
That day will come.
啊，不要太迟了。
But let it not be too late.
哦，我们领受救恩不要太迟了。
Let us not be too late in receiving the salvation.
啊，真的，神是有他的时间性的。
Truly, God has His time.
先知最让人感动的是什么？
What is the most touching part of a prophet?
不是他们说预言。
It's not their prophecies.
不是他们行神迹。
It's not their miracles.
是他们对人的爱。
But rather their love for their fellow human being.
阿摩斯书第七章，阿摩斯先知为以色列人向神祷告。
In the book of Amos, chapter 7, the prophet Amos prayed for his people.
他说：“神啊。”这以色列人是软弱的，他们怎么承担得起？
Now he says that, my God, the Israelites are weak. How can they bear this?
神说，我不将这个所说的灾祸降在他们身上。
And God says that He will not put the woe upon them.
又一次的，阿摩斯又说，主啊，这些人，这个以色列人是雅各是软弱的，他怎么承担得起？
And once again, Amos prayed on behalf of his people, saying that the people of Jacob are weak and they cannot bear this.
第三次，神就没有让阿摩斯再有机会来做这样的祈求。
But the third time, God did not allow Amos to have the opportunity to plead with him again.
请我们再看回启示录二十二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 22.
启示录二十二章十一节。
Revelation 22 verse 11.
下半句话说：“为义的叫他仍旧为义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。”
The latter half of the verse says, "He who is righteous, let him be righteous still; he who is holy, let him be holy still."
啊，这在提醒我们，啊，我们侍奉神不要太迟了。
This is to remind us that let us not be too late in serving God.
主耶稣在约翰福音九章第四节啊，对门徒说。要趁着白日。
The Lord tells his disciples in John 9, verse 4, that they should take opportunity while there is still day.
好，我们请看约翰福音第九章。
Let's turn to John 9.
约翰福音九章第四节。
John chapter 9 verse 4。
第四节，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。黑夜将到，就没有人能做工了。
Verse 4, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work.
主耶稣给我们每一个人在生命当中都有所谓那个方便的时刻，我们的白日。
Our Lord Jesus has given us that time of day that is convenient for all of us, which is the day.
或许现在就是主耶稣给你的白日。
And perhaps this is the day that the Lord is giving you today, right now.
所以我们记得主耶稣在这里所说的，趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来者的工。
And so remember these words that the Lord spoke, that you must work the works of him who sent me while it is day.
我们要侍奉神，不要太迟了。
And we must not be too late in serving God.
我们一直觉得明天还有明天。
Because we feel that there's always tomorrow.
明天又有明天，明天何其的多。
And there's a day after that, and another day after that.
很多的事情就在明天还有明天这样子来，来这个浪费掉了，蹉跎了。我们的事情，我们的岁月。
And so many things get put off because we feel that there's still many days ahead.
所以《传道书》十一章第四节也提到说，不要等。
And so in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 4 it says, "Do not wait."
这个也是我们常常在生活当中，我们口头上所说的话，而且也是一个事实。
This is something that we often carry with us when we speak to others, but it's also a truth.
我们常常说把神摆在第一位。
We often tell ourselves that we put God first.
我们常常说把神的工作放在最要紧。
And we often tell ourselves that we put the works of God as first top priority.
但是事实上，最容易被我们牺牲掉的就是给神的时间。
But in actuality, the first thing that we need when we sacrifice is our time for God.
别人会跟我们计较。
Others may bicker with us.
我们的父母亲，我们的儿女会跟我们计较。
Our parents or our children may argue with us.
我们的同事会跟我们计较。
And our colleagues may argue with us.
所以在人的面前，我们被逼得常常不能够说等明天吧。
And so, in this type of situation, it's hard for us to say that we can put things off till tomorrow.
神对我们实在是太过于好了。
But God is too good to us.
他好像总是没有跟我们在计较。
He does not argue with us.
所以我们就占便宜啊，明天还有明天。
And so we take advantage of this, and we say to ourselves, there's tomorrow and days after that.
但是我们侍奉神，不要太迟了。
But let us not be too late in our service for him.
我们请再看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn back to Revelation 22.
第二句话，二十二章十一节，唯义的叫他仍旧唯义，圣洁的叫他仍旧圣洁。
The latter half it says, "He who is righteous, let him be righteous still; he who is holy, let him be holy still."
如果我们能够坚持，我们做一个义人，坚持过圣洁的生活。
If we can persist in becoming a righteous person, living a holy life.
那你知道谁会说太迟了吗
？Then do you know who will be saying it is too late?
撒旦会说太迟了。
Satan will be the one that says it is too late.
我们的仇敌啊，不是我们周遭的人，
Now,
是那看不见的撒旦。
Now, our enemies are not those around us, but rather Satan, whom we cannot see.
我们不要让人有这种太迟了的遗憾。
Let us not let people regret of being too late.
但是我们可以让撒旦有这个太迟了的这种遗憾。
But we can't allow Satan to have this regret of being too late.
虽然我们已经蒙主耶稣拣选，
And even though we have already been chosen by Lord Jesus Christ,
但是撒旦他还是很不甘愿的。
Satan is still reluctant to let us go.
我们已经被主耶稣感动了。
We have already been moved by the Lord.
我们正想要下个决心。
And we want to make a determination.
撒旦是不会甘愿的。
Satan will not. Satan will be reluctant.
他还是眼睁睁的在找机会 想要破坏我们。
And he would try to find any opportunity to try and destroy this.
啊，甚至我们是在明的，他是在暗的。
And even though we are in the light and he is in the darkness.
啊，所以真的是很可恶的。
And so it is indeed very despicable.
啊，所以我们要让他遗憾。
And so we need to let him regret.
啊，所以我们要坚持继续为义，坚持继续过着圣洁的生活。
So we need to resolve to continue living righteously and living a life of holiness.
啊，靠着主耶稣的怜悯，靠着主耶稣的恩惠。
Relying upon the Lord's mercy and His grace.
啊，让我们真的能够人就为义，人就圣洁。
And so that we can be righteous still and holy still.
我们信仰的环境，它会是越来越困难的。
Our environment in which we in worship or we worship will become more difficult.
要维坚持信仰，它是会越来越困难的。
And it will be more and more difficult to persist in living a righteous life.
这就是为什么主耶稣要老底家教会向他买那三样东西。
And this is why the Lord urged the members in Laodicea Church to buy those three things.
要他们在神的面前富足。
He wanted them to be rich before God.
要他们有坚强的信心。
He wanted them to have strong faith.
要他们穿白衣，有义的行为。
And wanted them to put on a white robe to have righteous deeds.
要他们有属灵的眼光。
And to have spiritual eyes.
要他们靠着圣灵真的进入真理里头。
So that they can rely on the Holy Spirit and enter into the truth.
这样子才能够成为一个坚持到底的人。
And so then they can become a person that can persist to the very end.
最后撒旦不但要遗憾，撒旦还要被丢入这个火湖里头。
And lastly, not only will Satan regret this, but he will also be cast into the lake of fire.
有时候我们会说，那以后到天国我们还会不会会不会有试探？会不会还会不会犯罪
？Some of us may wonder, once we reach heaven, will there still be temptations and sins?
为什么天国它会是美好的永恒
？And why is heaven an eternal goodness?
请看哥林多前书十五章。
Let's turn to Colossians 15.
哥林多前书十五章。
First Corinthians 15.
十五章二十四节。
First Corinthians 15 verse 24。
二十四节，在后末期到了，那时候基督将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与神。
Well, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God, kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power.
二十五节，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
Now 25, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet.
二十六节，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
26, the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
这个死是从罪来的。
Death comes from sin.
所以这个尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
And so in the end, the one that will be the enemy that will be destroyed is death.
那就是不再有罪了。
Which means there will be no more sins.
不再有那个成为造成罪的那个原因的存在。
And there will be no longer a cause for sin.
因为这个撒旦这些不好的都要被扔进火湖里头。
Because everything that is despicable and evil will be cast into the lake of fire.
请看启示录二十章。
Please turn to Revelation 20.
启示录二十章第十节。
Revelation 20 verse 10.
第十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受苦，直到永永远远。
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night, forever and ever.
所以天国是真实的。
Heaven is real.
那将来我们可以拥有那个永远的美好。
And in the future, we will be able to receive that eternal goodness.
所以我们一定不要让自己太迟了。
And so let us not be too late.
我们得救恩 要在这个太迟了的遗憾之前。
We must receive salvation before regretting it's too late.
我们侍奉神，拿出时间来，也要在太迟了的这个遗憾之前。
And we have to take out our time to serve God before we regret it.
主若愿意，我们也更应该能够在恩典门还开着的时候，能够多救一些灵魂。
And Lord willing, we may still have the opportunity to save a few more souls before the door of grace closes.
唱诗180首。
I'm going to sing hymn 180.